Hello everybody and welcome to the fifth episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I am your host, Caroline, and for every week, this show will report and discuss Canadian and international political news and why they all pertain to us here in the Eastern Townships. And as always, with a goal of highlighting and recognizing patterns of inequality in our society. For today's episode, we are going to tackle the recent technological political news concerning TikTok. In fact, last week, the federal government of Canada has issued a ban of the TikTok app on government-issued devices. The announcement followed the United States and the European Union similar policies concerning the social media app. I am going to explain and debunk the policies and debates concerning these cybersecurity claims. Let's begin. So TikTok is a social media platform through which users can share little videos and interact with each other. It was launched in September 2016 by the Chinese company ByteDance. For the last couple years, it has been a focal point in talks of cybersecurity problems for many states and institutions. India was one of the first countries to ban TikTok in 2020. The Indian government claimed that the platform was secretly transmitting users' data to servers outside of India. So, what is the problem exactly? The general and primary concern is in its Chinese ownership. Western political and technological actors have pointed out laws in the Chinese administration that allows the Chinese government to secretly demand data from Chinese companies and citizens for intelligence gathering operations. There is a suspicion that the app may transfer users' sensitive data to the Chinese government. There have been some events that ignited these doubts. Firstly, there has been a scandal concerning US journalists. However, TikTok had reportedly fired the concerned employees. Secondly, the platform does not seem, sometimes, as separate from the Chinese government as it claims to be. However, there is no true evidence of illegitimate data usage. Now, 2 weeks ago, the European Union's executive branch declared that it had temporarily banned TikTok from phones used by employees due to a cybersecurity measure. And last Tuesday, the Parliament followed by prohibiting employees from installing the app on any device that had access to emails or parliamentary networks. In the US's case, since November, there was already more than 24 states that had banned the app from government-issued devices. And also, for 3 years already, the platform has been prohibited on devices used by the Army, the Marine Corps, and the Air Corps. More recently, the Biden administration took more serious actions. On February 27th, the White House widened the ban to include all government agencies, giving federal employees 30 days to remove the app from their work devices. Thus, Congress and senators are now forbidden to have the TikTok app on their phones that has access to their work, emails, and so forth. TikTok responded to the United States' actions, referring to the ban as political theater. Brooke Oberwetter, a spokesperson of the platform, stated, quote, "The swiftest and most thorough way to address any national security concerns about TikTok is for the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States to adopt the proposed agreement that we worked with them on for nearly 2 years. End quote. In fact, since 2020, the committee and TikTok have been negotiating on data security requirements. TikTok said it had spent more than $1.5 billion on rigorous data security efforts and rejects spying allegations. And in August, the social media app had submitted a 90-page proposal on how it planned to operate in the country while addressing national security concerns. However, the Biden administration still continues to operate and install policies on the prohibition of the app. Now, moving on to Canada. Last Tuesday, Trudeau's administration also banned TikTok on federal employees' devices. Here is a clip of the Prime Minister's statement.
We take very seriously the freedom of expression, the freedom of Canadians to engage how they want online, but we also have very important principles around protection of data, protection of Canadians' safety and security that we will always step up for. Like many countries around the world, we're looking carefully at how to ensure Canadians are kept safe online. And we're making the decision that for government employees, for government equipment, it is better to not have them access TikTok because of the concerns that people have in terms of safety. This may be a first step. It may be the only step we need to take. But every step of the way, we're going to be making sure we're keeping Canadians safe.
Moreover, the Canadian Treasury Board President, Mona Fortier, produced a statement. She said, quote, "The Chief Information Officer of Canada had determined it presented an unacceptable level of risk to privacy and security. On a mobile device, TikTok's data collection methods provide considerable access to the contents of the phone. While the risks of using this application are clear, we have no evidence at this point that government information has been compromised." End quote. Similarly to what I mentioned before, there is still no true case and evidence against TikTok and its data transfers to the Chinese government. In an article from the New York Times, authors Sapna Maheshwari, business reporter, and Amanda Olputch declares that the Chinese ownership of TikTok seems to be the main issue because a lot of other big tech companies are collecting data from users on social media and the internet. In fact, Robin Kaplan, a senior researcher at Data and Society Research Institute, said that, quote, "The general consensus from the privacy community is that TikTok collects a lot of data, but it's not out of step with the amount of data collected by other apps." End quote. The New York Times authors qualify China and the West is in a relationship of tug of war over technology. Despite the actions taken by governments of Canada, US, and the European Union, there are still no regulations that concern individual use. For some, it could be a next step, and for others, it is not an option. For Canada, the Prime Minister hopes that the government's decisions will inspire citizens to make informed decisions about their own cybersecurity. Here is what Trudeau had to say about the individual use of TikTok.
"And certainly, I suspect that as government takes the significant step of telling all federal employees that they can no longer use TikTok on their work phones, many Canadians, from businesses to private individuals, will reflect on the security of their own data and perhaps make choices in consequence. But I'm always a fan of giving Canadians the information for them to make the right decisions for them."
Jagmeet Singh, the new Democratic Party leader, was one of the most followed and active politicians on TikTok. He had actually nearly 879,000 followers on the app. Following the announcement on Tuesday, he declared that he will too deactivate his account. He stated feeling very comfortable to take a pause and is not scared of its impact on his political support. In contrast, there are two schools in Waterloo, right here in the Eastern Townships, that have a rather different view of the platform. A.B. Foster Academy, a vocational school, and Wilfrid Leger High School both developed a digital content creation class to, quote, meet the interests of young people and to fight against school dropouts, end quote. The course concentrates on three platforms: YouTube, TikTok, and podcasts. Dominic Sikut, president and CEO of the A.B. Foster Academy, declared, quote, when we think of social networks and young people, we imagine that they are on their mobile phones all the time, watching dances on TikTok, but they have very deep and diverse opinions. Since the beginning of the year, we've talked about the place of women in society, abortion rights, rape culture in Canadian hockey, school today, and how they feel about the school system. We talk about a lot of subjects, and the opinions that these young people have are incredible, end quote. The Academy from Waterloo has even partnered with California-based film school called Creator Now to expand its program. That is all for this week's episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ. I'm your host, Caroline, and I truly hope that you enjoyed. I will see you all next week for another one. Thank you so much and have a great one.